And in Afghanistan today, at least one government soldier was killed and two wounded in a suicide blast near the entrance to the capital city's airport. Taliban suicide bombings and guerrilla attacks against NATO forces have increased recently, as have Taliban kidnappings and murder of aid workers and others involved in reconstruction. Terrorism expert at the Munich-based George C. Marshall Institute of Security Studies, Colonel Nick Pratt, says the Taliban's tactics are a sign of weakness.
When you see an organization like the Taliban reverting to suicide attacks and off-road bombs and things like that, it's because they can't do anything else. If you follow the figures, they have not done well. And when you start seeing techniques such as suicide attacks with car bombs and things like that, it's a real sign of weakness. NATO can bring this under control. What people have to understand is that when you're dealing with a problem like the Taliban and Al-Qaeda and their affiliate group, this is not a purely military operation. This is political. It's diplomatic. It requires putting in educational programs. It requires getting rid of the drugs. This is something which is going to take a long, long time.